Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Thriftiner DeMorrow, and with me is Tim Lanning.
I'm just trying to figure out if this bump was always here in the back of my head, or if the haircut lady gave it to me as a gift.
Mike Bachman.
I've got a bump on the front of my body, but it's just my belly.
And Jennifer Cheek.
It looks like I need to look into Tim's life insurance policy and what's going on with that, because maybe Tim will die.
I don't have one anymore.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Wow.
Oh, state of the economy.
At least you're not worth more dead than alive.
I'm undead.
At least you got this sweet, sweet sugar mama right here taking care of you.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's because I did too before.
Fuck the patriarchy. I take care of my husband.
Stop. No, you don't. Stop. You hurt me. I do trivia. Hey, before we forget, do you guys want to say happy birthday? A belated birthday to Christine.
To Christine. We were the worst, and we said we'd say happy birthday on the show, and then we forgot because we're assholes.
We're bad people.
But happy birthday, Christine, and thanks for being in the chat room today.
Sorry. Sorry about that. Just listen to this on your next birthday.
A year from now. Listen to
your very early birthday to you.
It'll feel like, yeah, we did it special.
And as we all know, time is a flat circle.
Oh, that's right. True. God.
I mean, your birthday is...
Just celebrate your B-Day in Carcosa. Just do it.
Your birthday is only days away, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Literally days away.
Literally and days.
You never know when you're actually born.
What?
Right.
Not like there's documents and, like, people around to tell you these sorts of things.
Yeah,
no
it's
way.
Kind of ridiculous. Hey, everybody, let's roll a D20.
I can do all that thing.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Mm-hmm. I got an 8, and it doesn't matter.
You stole my D20.
I did steal it.
Why do you roll the D20? Uh-huh. Is it to make it sad?
Rolled a 2.
I rolled a 3.
Bachman? Oh. my mom just sneezed.
You're the biggest that sneezed.
He's... Yeah, but I had the mute. The mute. You didn't
hear
it.
I didn't hear it. But your face was funny.
You're like, is he dead? Is he see his ghost?
And then he's like,
Mike Bachman, you can't mute your face.
Oh.
Oh, damn. I feel like that's Burn, but I don't understand it. So.
That's Mr. Boom-tastic. Truly fantastic.
Bachman, what's that roll you got?
That roll's a 9.
Wow, we rolled all very badly.
It's your turn. Go.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you guys roll? I missed it. It cut out.
I rolled an eight.
I rolled a three.
I rolled a two.
All right. So we, having just bravely defeated the Hydra, we took flight back to get Roz, Bucky, Daisy. Somebody else? Was there four?
Well, all those griffins.
All them griffins.
All them
They don't have character and type names, and they're not in our hearts. Even though, yeah, there's Sparkles and Peter.
Sparkles is my
Yep, all the griffins. There was Steve, Billy, Rusty, Thomas, Jeffrey.
All boys? What the hell?
All boys.
Sparkle, and the only girl?
And Dana. Dana was there.
They all hate Dana.
Dana.
Dana's the worst. So we went off to find them, and where did they go? They all gone. After rolling some excellent and some not so excellent skill checks, we found the general direction that they were headed, and chased them down to find eight lizard like troglodytes, troglodors?
Troglodors.
We found eight Toblerones all in a clearing. and we came in all badass and intimidated four of them, which ran off, and then started fighting the rest of them. And that's what we're doing right now, is we're trying to fight for the survival of our companions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
A fight to the death of these troglodytes.
I hate them. I want them to die.
Well, they also want you to die.
Why, though?
We're not gonna.
Because they want to make off with your women and children.
Oh.
Which is, and donkeys and griffins.
Well, they're not gonna do it, okay?
We won't let them.
We're the heroes of light. We will fight them with might. We will do what's right.
Is that...
My name's Ike.
Is that from...
Is this what we're doing?
I mean, I feel like you're the bard, Bachman, so you gotta make some up.
We do need a name.
Why do we never think of a name?
Heroes of Mike.
No.
That's a pretty bad name.
Whose turning is it?
It is actually the turn of the savage.
No, it's not, because he's dead.
No, he's not.
That's true.
He's dead to me.
He is going... Or isn't it... Didn't you do something so he can't move, Aludra?
Yep, can't shift.
You can't shift.
Yeah, he can't shift.
Do you have an aura for your earth people?
What? What does that mean?
Do you have an aura because you're an earth?
I'm not an earth people. I'm a tree.
True. Oh, okay.
And it's an aura. Well, it's if an enemy hits me with a melee, then they take damage.
Ha ha!
Okay, so he switches from his javelin to his spear. They're different things.
Mm.
And he tries to stab you with his spear.
Okay.
Naughty.
Bring it on.
Oh, ho, ho.
Zach.
Ho, ho.
That sounded good.
That was a natural 20.
Shit.
Biscuits.
Oh, God.
Biscuits.
Well, he takes 5 damage.
Wow, Wow, that thing does shitty damage.
That's like, great. Oh, well, I'm not happy anymore.
No, I'm sad.
You take 16 damage. Fuck it.
He takes 5.
And he takes 5?
Yeah, because if he hits me with a melee, then he takes 5. Anyone that hits me with a melee takes 5. Jerks.
So now if you attack a Ludracoon or Harpercoon, then you get hurt. Sorry, Tom.
But if he,
and Tom-san.
But, well, he's far away. I'm going to say the people that I have marked, if they don't hit me, then it's
well,
bad.
Tom is obviously their senpai because they're both...
I just want to say I've created a lose-lose situation, which is what every defender wants to do.
Yes.
If they don't hit me, they get hurt. If they do hit me, they also get hurt.
Am I an alcoholic? Because when I just saw Mike Bachman drink a wine, I wanted to jump through my computer screen.
Wowie.
Wait, you're not allowed to drink wine?
I am. I just don't have any. If I had wine, shit.
I feel like if you're trying to slim up and you like can't drink beer anymore and things like wine is something you would keep on hand.
Yeah, you're right. Sure. I actually asked Jennifer to get wine.
I wasn't at a store that I could.
God, but she chose to go to a different store.
The Whole Foods didn't have any.
What?
Get
the
out.
Fuck?
I know. I'm sorry.
Go on the rain.
The gecko stands up.
Hello.
Because it was laying down. And he's very smelly.
Oh, they're all so stinky.
Which one stands up? The one I knocked out?
Hey, you guys, yeah, ever thought about a shower? How about that?
And he has a flail for some reason.
What?
And he's going to swing. Actually, you know what he's going to do?
Huh.
He's going to use, he's going to swing his flail at Tom the Dragonborn's feet.
No.
And try to do a sweeping trip.
I need those for walking.
I'll have you know that I may get knocked down, but I will.
So you'll get up again?
Yeah. Is that good? Is that a timely joke to make?
It is.
There we go. You're down.
It is like 20 years
I
late.
Got knocked
like,
down.
Maybe not 20. I don't know.
That's going to be a 27 versus your reflex.
Versus my reflex, that's clearly going to hit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, that will do. Ooh, well rolled, me. That's going to do
18
plus 6. That's going to do 24 points of damage and it's going to knock you down. You're prone. He gave you Letitia medicine.
Is that, you guys just knock each other on the ground for the next 10 minutes. Like,
I only have one skill that knocks him prone.
Damn it.
And I already used it.
Damn it.
And that was an encounter power that he just used, so.
Damn it. Was a daily. Oh, his was? Oh, so yeah, he can't knock me down again.
Damn no.
It. Nice.
This little thing is, you know, it had a lot of potential, but really it's done. Well, no cool. More knocking each other down.
Well, cool.
But we'll always have that moment.
Yeah, no, it was good. Harper.
Coon. Harper Coon. He takes his 10, so now he finally takes damage. Where's my pin? Pinograph. So I still have 1 HP. So 9. So I have food.
Oh, people in the chat room are asking what level we are. We are 9 right now.
9.
And Jennifer, how much HP do you have?
I have right now 77.
That's nice. Okay, I want to see if I want to hurt you or not.
Me?
Yeah.
What are you going to do to me?
Well, you know. All right, now that'll hurt you too.
All right.
You know me, I like to hurt people.
Yeah, you're a bad man.
So do I just wait and not hurt you? Because these are all creature-based biscuits. Okay, I'm just gonna take the not doing... No, fuck it. Let's do this. I do Flame Spiral! Wait. 1, 2... No, that's terrible, too! God damn it! I'm sorry!
Okay. That's okay, you don't need to be ready on your turn.
Timmy Coon!
I was ready. I do acid orb at Godzilla in front of me.
Now, do you some sort of feat that lets you not get?
Yeah.
Opportunity
attack. Yeah.
Opportunity attack. Yeah.
Okay. Fuck.
Cool.
I get a 16 versus reflex.
Ooh, that's gonna miss.
Okay. Well.
That sucks.
I'm having a great time. I'm done.
Aw.
Do you want to roll a saving throw?
I would love to. That's all I want to do. Ah, I got a 5. Ah.
Uh-oh, that's not good. Not good.
Not good.
Not good. Burp. So, Elijah, what is your thing? When does your thing that allows people not to shift wear off?
The end of this turn for me. Like, okay. End of my turn now, or whenever it is.
Gotcha. Okay, so this guy,
end of my next turn, so they still can't.
Yeah. Okay. So he's going to, he's going to try to claw you.
Okay.
Is he going to succeed?
He's going to roll a 29 versus armor class.
Oh, that'll do it.
That'll do
it. Does that count as a melee attack?
It sure does.
Hey, take 5 points of damage, sucker.
Okay, well, you take 5 points of damage.
All right.
Well, you take 5 points of damage.
Is it really five? Is that how much I have?
Yeah, it's really five.
Okay. I thought we were goofing. I wasn't sure.
Well, we were goofing, but...
We were goofing, and also it was real.
But it was real. The shit got real.
Stupid shit is real shit.
Oh, damn, it's true.
Thank you, Gambino.
Yeah! I was wondering if anybody was going to grab that.
I didn't.
What are you guys
like
saying?
When you make out with your best friend's baby sis, you know, the one with short hair you used to babysit? Man, that's not even right.
What? Is this the Donald Glover?
The childish Gambino?
So angry. So much angst.
Fuck. Fuck my butt.
Yeah, this combat is really tricky. It's dicey, if you say.
You're getting another claw attack, Aludra. No, that's right off the table.
And right into the snow.
Is it from Kermit?
Yeah, it's from Kermit, and he's going to miss.
Kermit.
He rolled,
Kermit.
Unless a 19 hits your armor class.
Sure does not.
Hi-ya!
That's Miss Pink. Okay.
Same person.
What?
Aludra.
Yeah, read my fanfiction.
Okay. Who do we think is most important for me to get of the three dudes touching me?
I got no goddamn idea. Ugh. Probably the guy next to that's touching me.
Yeah,
because...
go ahead and use combat advantages.
Yeah, or flank at him. Would an 18 have hit him? 50?
Huh?
Would an 18 have hit his whatever?
Would have hit him?
Would it have hit him?
Did Which you mess one? Up?
Would an 18 hit him? him reflex?
No, I don't think so.
That's good.
I must know, so.
Nope, would not have hit.
Thank butts.
Reflex.
Just trying to decide what's the best to do, because I have an attack that will take a penalty as attack rolls to whoever I do, but I feel like I need to use it against a person who has the baddest. I don't know.
We don't really know what all these folks can do. One guy throws javelins, and he spears. Other guy has claws. One guy seems to be the controller.
Well, I think our job as a party, and I think kind of our game plan so far, has been to try and destroy enemies before we find out what they can do.
Yeah, that's exactly. A good point. Like, okay, how about I'll go ahead and hit Godzilla, and... well, I'm going to hit him,
for
sure.
You do have combat advantage on him.
I do have combat advantage on him, which is just the greatest. I guess I'll just... Honestly, I could just... I'm just going to do a freaking melee basic.
Get him.
Because, I don't know.
Why not?
I feel like I need to save a little bit because I have used, like, everything else of use to me. Also, the back for a second. Hell yeah! I critted.
Check your weapon.
I'm gonna. That's what I'm doing right now. Oh my goodness. This is wonderful. When I crit, I get 1d10 damage per plus, which I...
And it's plus 2. We discussed this last time.
All right. So I get 2 extra d10s. So sweet. Cool. It's too many d10s.
Can there ever truly be too many detents?
So what does your weapon do?
My weapon, it just gives me 2 extra d10s.
No, but what is it? What is the damage normally?
Oh, it's normally 1d10 plus 7, so I get to do 3 d10s.
So you do. Well, you do 17 because it does full damage.
Yeah, and then you add an
extra. Oh, that's right. And then,
plus then you
2
do 2 more
right.
d10s.
Yeah. Okay. It just doesn't happen to me very much, so I forget. I forget what happened.
I'm somehow bad at rolling.
2 episodes in a row.
Shit,
though.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe she's lying.
I rolled a 10 and an 8. So that's a lot of damage.
That's 18, as far as I'm concerned.
18 plus 17.
What?
Yeah.
That's too much damage.
That is 20.
Get out.
35? Did I do math right?
Do math right?
35?
Yeah.
35.
Take that, jerk!
Wow.
Godzilla?
That jerk Godzilla. I hate him. He's so not nice to me. What does it look like when you do it?
Okay, so I kind of like look around like a little panicked at first. Like, oh, which one do I hit? And then I see my friend Harper is being besieged by...
I have a dirty nest on me.
This beast, so I was kind of, like, turned to the side, and I just, like, wail on him. Let's say I swing my hammer like a golf club, like, from the bottom up into his head.
You hit his butt?
I hit him in the head, but from the bottom, like, in his chin.
That hurts.
And yeah. You bloody him.
I try to knock his blood...
Nice! Bloody! Yeah. Bloody! We get it, bloody! We're trying to add more songs to the...
Tom.
Well, I kind of painted myself into a corner. It was going to be real dope when I tried to knock all these bros down. But now, I want to focus fire with you guys, but I can't. I'm just going to have to stick around where I'm at. Just, I'm going to use my movement to stand up. And I did that. And then I'm going to hit him. And hit him back.
Hey. Kill him. Carl.
Carl.
We haven't watched The Walking Dead yet.
We have not watched Walking Dead this week.
Why?
Because I've been busy. I'd watched True Detective, and then you've been doing comedy.
I have just so much comedy. Ugh.
Have you guys attacked the ugly one yet, or have you just been focusing Godzilla?
I think they've all been hit.
Well, the first
Godzilla's the only one who's bloodied.
Yeah.
I didn't hit the ugly one, the savage.
I hit
the
ugly one the first time.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to shift down.
There we go.
Here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use Deadly Returns.
Well, you use your movement to stand up.
I did use my movement to stand up.
If you shoot your flame breath down, you'll get all three of them and Aludra.
Well, yeah, and I could do that, but that might be my minor, but that's not really what I was trying to accomplish.
Okay.
I guess then I'll just do Warlord Strike. I mean, whatever. Whatever. Wait a minute.
Whatever.
Wait, why did they... Oh, I didn't roll enough when I did knock them down last game. I only rolled 3d10. I was supposed to roll 6.
Jesus.
Whoops.
So I would have done, like, roughly that much damage.
Dang.
Whatever. Okay. Anyway, I'm just going to do Warlord Strike on the Geico Gecko.
Fuck.
And what, a 25 didn't hit him last time, did it? Because of the -2 or whatever?
Did you get a 25?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't. I got a, Oh, I'm stupid. I got a 23. There we go.
23 total?
Yeah, versus AC.
That misses.
Yeah. That's what I figured. So I'm just a worthless sack of shit this game.
No.
Well,
aww.
Dragon breath. 16 versus reflex.
Oh.
Well, you roll for each one. So
I know, but that's for Gojira.
Yeah, well, it's a miss.
Can you get the ugly one?
Oh, a nat 20 for the ugly one.
The ugly one. Take that, jerk.
Okay.
And yeah. And then 15 for Kermit the Frog.
Okay. So.
So I just hit the ugly one.
You just hit the ugly one.
So that is a. That's 12 damages to the ugly one.
Nice.
Wow. So, I'm sorry, everyone.
Don't be sorry. You did great.
Hey, don't
buddy.
Be sorry, player.
Hey, you're a beautiful man.
I love you.
I just feel like I'm not up to snuff tonight.
No, you did great.
You're doing great.
You're doing awesome.
I mean, and this is even with me lying about my roles. I'm just doing so bad.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Okay, the ugly one.
The ugly one.
What's he gonna do?
As we like to call him. Let's see. What's he gonna do?
I bet these guys are just like actuaries.
Like, they have family at home.
Just taking some census data.
So he's gonna do a savage leap.
Savage leap cast.
And he's gonna land here.
What? How?
Does not take opportunity attacks. Ignores difficult terrain and hindering terrain.
What the S?
Okay. And, but he is, okay.
He is marked. I get that.
All right.
But he's going to try to get Harper and get him good.
The issue is I'm flanked now, Thrifty, with you doing that.
Hey, what sort of attack is he going to do on him?
He's going to do a melee attack.
Oh, that is great news, because I have an immediate interrupt for this exact situation. So the trigger is an enemy within your reach.
You don't can't reach him.
Fuck, I can't reach him. Wait, I still have. I have other things. I do. Enemy marked by you. This is so surprising. You make an attack. Okay. Well, we'll see. Is it just gonna attack Harper?
Yeah, it's just attacking Harper.
Cool. I have a different immediate interrupt. Fine. This one, the trigger is enemy marked by you makes an attack that does not include you as a target.
Nailed it.
Warden's Fury. So what happens? I stop it. I guess.
That's also a weapon, so you probably can't do that either.
It is. You're right. But I could do an immediate reaction, because that one's at burst 5.
Yeah.
Damn it, my stuff!
That's why I think, if you had like a spear or something weird.
I might need to.
That guy's far.
Okay, cool, then I'll do this. I guess you get hit, but then I can do something.
Maybe I'll dodge it, because I'm cool.
Maybe, yeah. Alright. I got very excited, and then this was less exciting.
Okay, so am I attacking now?
Yeah. Yes.
That is going to be a 20. That's going to be a 30 versus armor class.
Ooh. Are you funning me over here, mate?
Are you taking the piss?
Blow.
Blimey.
That's right, pisser. Yeah, you get me. But I'm going to hit him, too, with the cry of a shopping cart with a squeaky wheel.
Oh, yeah, you gotta throw a lot of innits in there.
7 damage, innit?
What are you thinking, innit? You take 18 damage.
Jeez! Well...
Or do I?
Well, so he's done his deal, so now I get to do my deal.
Well, does Harper's defense do damage to him or something?
Yeah.
The chaotic defense?
What's it do?
Oh, 7.
7 now? I thought it was 5.
No, I rolled 2d6s. Get out of my
butt.
Oh,
you rolled 2d6s.
What are you doing in there?
Get out of there. That's not your house.
So now that Harper's has given him 7 damage, I would like to slide him 1 square, and he's slowed and can't shift until the end of his turn, which is not very long. I guess just straight back. Or at an angle? Which makes...
like there?
Yes. I don't know. No, well... I feel like straight back, because...
Sure.
Yeah, straight back. Get out of here.
Like, ah!
Beat it.
What is the... What happens? Spectral vines clutch at your foe. Huh.
Yeah, so I shoot out vines. I love shooting out vines. It is my top number one favorite thing to do as
so
a
So you like Vine, not Instagram video?
Oh. Wow. Yeah. Get out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go get in your garbage can. Get in there. Tim has a pretty swank garbage can these days. It's like he keeps going in there because he makes bad jokes. And he's like really decked it out. It's awesome.
It's really nice.
It's like a college dorm room.
There's good carpet and stuff.
Geico Lizard shifts down here.
Oh, God.
And,
what's he doing?
And then he's going to hit Tom with a flail.
No, he's not.
He's going to try.
Why would you say it like that? You just...
He won't.
It's like you want to hurt us.
17 versus armor class?
No.
Whap, whap,
he
get out of my house.
Harper.
It's my turn?
It's your turn.
What you going to do?
Well, originally I was going to try to hit all of them and you at the same time because I thought it'd be funny. But first I take 10 damage and I'm bloodied.
Oh, that sucks.
Maybe oh, wait, I think I get something when I'm bloodied. Is that me? Or is that...
Who is that?
Haven't gotten bloody in a million years. Sorry.
Oh, you're bloody?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I should probably heal you, huh?
Oh, I think... No, it's my armor that does it.
Or do you want
to
stay
bloody? Yeah, when you're bloody, you gain a +2 item bonus to AC and saving throws.
Yep, so now I have +4 defense for being bloodied... And yep. Make sure to look through. Okay, and also, the first time I'm bloodied in an encounter, you deal 3/4 damage to the enemy that bloodied you. That'd be technically the necrotic damage.
Godzilla
bloodied me. So okay, so he gets 3/4 damage.
Force damage.
Yeah, and I also. Get +2 will. I think that's one of my tattoos. So being bloody is kind of neat for me. I think I think I try to design Harper slightly around that, and then I'm like, fuck that. I don't want to get
too stressful.
Too stress. I'm too blessed to stress. So what old Tim will do is do explosive pie. On Ugly Face, because he's there, and I can do it, and he's good and strong. So I does... Ah!
That sounded bad.
I do... God damn my butt.
Damn your butt!
Every day.
14. I do 14 against reflexes.
Oh, that's
not going to help you.
No good.
Why?
Do you tell me why?
Hey, tell me real quick what his reflex is.
No. Okay. Higher than 14.
Well, it's good to know. That was worth that bit of data. I got Jack S. Sorry for that my foul language, but I got Jack S right now. Do I have like a weird thing I can do? No?
You get an action point.
No, I'm going to save my action point before I can actually move. Okay. I'm going to try to do my thing.
Saving throw?
All right, I'm saving throwed. I'm free at last.
What'd you get?
Oh, I got an 18, sorry. So, no, 20, because I'm bloodied. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, you no longer have stink vines coming out of you.
Cartoon-like stink rays.
You're like pigpen. Little pigpen mist.
Stop it.
But not anymore, though. It's gone.
You made me sad.
Okay, it's Godzilla's turn.
No.
No, don't do it.
Yes.
Godzilla, think about what you're doing.
Godzilla.
Think about your actions.
You've just go ahead and attack me. You old ugly coat bag. You big old coat bag.
Why is he a coat? What is a coat bag?
He's going to shift down here. I don't know what a coat bag is. and he's going to try to claw Aludra. Sucks.
yeah, take it.
Sucks.
You old goat. Scram.
Who's the old goat talking to?
Anyway. That's a 22 versus armor class.
It does not hit me, but that's not like that far away.
Hey, you did good.
You did a good job, Godzilla.
You did fine.
Don't get down on yourself.
It's right pissa, ain't it?
Okay, Kermit.
Excuse me, Kermit. Would you like to make an attack?
It ain't easy being green.
Nice.
He does say that. Nice one. That is a reference he does.
He's going to shift back here.
Oh!
All the best Muppet humor.
And he's going to shoot a debilitating ray.
From whence?
At Aludra.
From whence?
From his armpit. And it's going to be a 17 versus fortitude.
Oh.
It does not get me, guys.
Because she drinks so much beer and eats so many burritos.
I'm extremely sturdy.
Mm-hmm. We need to make enchiladas soon.
Oh, we should. That's a good idea.
Oh, I want enchiladas.
What do we do? Why are we here? It's enchilada.
Aludra.
Hey, taxes in a month.
Oh, shoot. It's my turn again?
Yep.
Shit, everybody left. Oh, my enemies left me. Why did they do that to me?
There's one down yonder. You can try to take out that fella. Or you can...
Which one? Godzilla or Kermit?
You can vine lash Kermit to bring him back to you.
I could do that.
Or try to kill Godzilla, which is probably smarter.
Yeah. Probably try to kill Godzilla, I guess. Get him gone. I just feel like I don't have any cool stuff right now.
I was planning on focusing on Godzilla on my turn, so...
Oh, so maybe I should do something different?
No, I mean...
Oh, we just want to get him out of the way.
Yeah, focus him.
Yeah, good call. Okay, so you know what I'll do then?
What? Tell me of your doing.
I'm... gonna shift so that I'm beside Harper.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
I could have done that for you.
I would have. I wish that you had.
I'm a man. Let me help you.
I'm gonna do my resilience of life. And I'm gonna go against the Godzilla man.
Get him.
So that is...
Oh, that's me! Hit him.
You're 26 versus AC.
That's a hit.
Yes!
Hooray! Yes. Well, Harper Coon, I hope you feel great about getting 3 temporary hit points.
That's the best!
And now
I want 3 temporary hit points.
And now it's time for some damage. How about 11 damage?
I wouldn't mind getting healed. I don't know.
I'll throw you some of that.
I don't know.
Shoot, everyone's so far away from me. I just want to mark them all. So I guess I mark Godzilla. They're all spread out. I don't like it. Come back to me, my dearies.
Well, Tom.
Tom is going to try and... Oh, damn it. They all shifted around. I can't... I guess I got to attack the gecko again. But this time, I'm going to do 15% or more damage.
I'm using 15% of my power level.
Is it Geico insurance joke?
Oh.
I hope this turn doesn't take 15 minutes or more.
I'm driving a little car in it, mate.
I'll throw you an inspiring word first.
Yay, that's me.
So healing surge plus 2d6. Go.
Do I roll a 2d6?
Or do you? Yes, you do.
7 and my healing surge. I haven't used it in like 9 years. Where him? My thumb was on it.
So I get 22 points. Thank you. You're just a gentleman.
Just so nice.
So I'm no longer bloodied.
Wait a minute. Same day as the Hydra fight, eh? Because I tried to, I think I already tried to make the Hydra fall in love with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely did.
All
right. You were too
damn
little.
Damn it.
You're not a sexy beef man.
This is the worst day. It's like, I'm not into you because I already called Hydra and he said to stay away.
Hydra's dead.
Okay, I guess I'll do guarding attack. And I don't hit him. So,
we had a good,
off you go.
What'd you roll?
Off you pop. It doesn't matter. I rolled less than last time.
Okay.
I rolled a 22.
You get an action point if you want.
And, well.
You said y'all got action points. Okay, you're done?
Nah, I'll save that.
Okay.
You all die.
Okay, so this guy is going to go to here.
No, that's me.
And he's going to... Which one is he? He's going to hit you with his spear.
Don't.
He's going to hit Harper with his spear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It finally has... Now, this really did happen this time. An enemy within your reach makes a melee attack against your ally because I get an extended... Melee, I have two. He's within two.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like you're mad at me. So it's an immediate interrupt. And
okay. So
what happens... Oh, I guess first I give him damage, but the effect is... Unfortunately, I become the target of his attack. I take it, so...
You're still in pretty good shape, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm fine. So I guess I should hit him first, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty, let's roll this thing. That was not great. Okay, 16 versus AC, which I'm going to go ahead and assume just nothing. But it's okay, because I have a thing for miss. Basically, half damage is what it is. So, let's roll. So I get to do 2d10 plus 7.
Hot biscuits.
7, 12.
Hot biscuits.
19, so he gets 9 damage.
Okay.
And then he hits me.
He gets a 17 versus AC. Oh, by the way, you bloodied him.
Yeah!
Nice!
Yeah, 17 does not hit me.
I didn't think it would.
I saved your ass, Harper.
Thank you. Thanks. I owe you one, eh?
That's right.
Got you. I owe you two now.
Yeah, at least two.
Two or three.
Let's round it up to three.
Geico shifts down here.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
And he's going to attack Harper.
No!
And you already used your immediate interrupt, so you can't do anything else.
No!
And he's not marked by me, so I can't do anything to him. Like,
come at me, you old shit!
Oh, actually, you know what he's going to do? He's going to do his encounter whirlwind attack.
Oh, no!
Which is a close burst one.
Oh, shit.
So that's going to be a... 18. It's going to be 22 versus Harper's armor class.
Get out of my house. Your brand sucks. My armor class is 21, but I get plus 2 because of my thing earlier. 23.
Congratulations.
And it's going to be a 29 versus Eludra's armor class.
Oh, that hit.
God is good all the time.
Okay. That is going to be 23. That is going to be a lot of damage. That's going to be 32 damage to Aludra.
Holy shit!
Fuck!
And 16 damage to Harper.
Oh! This is like his what's it? His it's daily.
I'm bloodied.
16?
I'm bloodied.
16.
I'm bloodied.
No.
And he gets 6 damage. God, roll
and
better.
And he gets, oh yeah, he gets 5 damage from me also.
So a total of 11 damage for attacking us.
Because I'm a tree woman.
But he hears what sounds like a faulty microwave, and then he gets hurt by it. It's like, what?
That is very strange.
It is.
Harper.
Harper!
Man, everyone's all bloody all over the place.
Golly.
This is quite the battle.
Very exciting. I feel alive, but only half alive because I'm bloody.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wait, do I do 10? I ask you. Shit balls. I can do 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so I do spark form. So Harper says, ha ha, you old jerks. And then he, with a poof of electricity, he turns into a lightning. And he goes, moves up here, moves down here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, you ran through them.
And basically I just jump into them because I shift plus 2. And, okay, so I roll against those three fellows. Jennifer, if you steal my D20,
I like that one better. I'm buying better dice.
Just like, I want your good dice.
I want precision dice. No, that's exactly what I'm buying, actually.
What are precision dice?
They're like really they're fancy. Or I'm going to buy the metal ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want.
Who are you against?
Let's go clockwise. And do I still have a minus 2?
Yeah, you'll have a minus 2.
No. I was electrisp. Okay, so
smell.
Let's go 20, 21 versus reflex of the ugly one.
You hit him.
Yeah. And then 18, much, much, much higher. Well, that was like 30 against Geico.
That's going to hit him.
Yay, nat 20
awesome.
Against Godzilla. So
you hit him.
Does Godzilla take max damage? How does this work?
Yeah, just do max damage for Godzilla and roll for the other guys.
Cool. So the... the top two take 22 damage, and then Godzilla takes 24 damage, and then I'm going to roll a d6, right? Since I have a high crit weapon. Oh, no, a d10, excuse me. A d10. So he takes 31 damage, right? Yeah. No, 29 damage, sorry.
Godzilla takes 29 damage?
Yeah.
What does it look like when Godzilla dies?
So, like, I just burst through his body with electricity, and he just explodes. And I'm like, ha, ha, you fit like a coat bag.
What? You fit like a coat bag.
And you just know that Harper is looking nowhere near the bad guys as he's, like, wiping electrified goo off him.
He's, like, staring at his own muscles.
Tom pretends to understand that insult perfectly. He goes, damn!
Oh, shit.
He's flapping mud everywhere. Oh, is this like Bioshock? Do they take extra damage because we're in swamp?
No.
No. No.
No.
No. And then I will use my action point.
Oh.
Whoa.
What? You're crazy.
No, he did.
And then I will flame explosive patter on this old, on ugly face.
the savage.
Hey, it's me.
Buskets. Does 18 hit his reflex?
The savage?
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right, well, how about this? I use my lucky charm.
Lucky charms!
And I roll a d6, and I add that. So does a 23 hit his reflex?
Yes.
Yeah! Tim! Get it!
So then...
Good job!
Hey, don't tell me that.
What?
Fucking tell me that! He takes 28 damages.
And he dies as well.
What?
Yeah! Hyper! What he does, he makes a...
Wow.
He's like, hey, it sounds... He does a Roy Mustang style, like, snap.
Snap! Oh,
he's like, hey, it sounds like you could warm off. And he makes a fire upon his feet.
Warm off?
Harper's been knocked around a lot, so
what is going on with Harper?
So his ability to speak is not going as well as you'd hope.
He thinks he said something really clever, like looks around waiting for everyone to be like, oh snap. Everyone just looks super confused.
He's
including
kind of
the lizard people.
He's kind of like Jon Hamm from that episode of 30 Rock, because he's so good looking, he can just say shit.
Like, everyone's
yeah,
like, ah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. You just snap. You don't have the proper gloves to do the Roy Mustang snap.
Well, it comes from inside of me.
Well, you gotta have ignition gloves.
And also, any enemy that enters, I guess, here gets hurt. So I guess don't do that for some random reason.
Wait, where?
Here.
Okay.
Any enemy?
I won't go there.
One of my weird ones that...
So we can go there.
You guys can, but...
Okay.
So I should put the enemy in there.
So who is that advice for?
our friendly DM. I'm just throwing him some things.
Oh, okay.
So he throws it back later when Harper doesn't die.
Okay. Kermit... Choose a debilitating ray at Aludra. My god. This die's going away too.
Throw in the garbage.
You go in the bag with the other one. It is like a 17.
He gets the hose.
Yeah. Put the hose on all the bad dice and maybe they'll be better.
Aludra.
Oh goodness, I was... Well, you know, this gecko's here, so I guess I'm just gonna get him.
Or
should I get Kermie?
Move to the right one square and pull Kermie to you.
Oh, good call. Can you move
me? I don't like to backseat tell people what to do, but sometimes.
But you kind of do.
I do.
But actually, you love it.
I love it. And Jennifer sometimes asks me for help.
I could.
Not this time.
Not this time. She.
But you know what? It was a good idea. I'm not angry at it. We're a team.
I accept good ideas, guys.
So I'll do my thorn strike on old Kermie, and we'll see how it goes.
Hi-ho.
Oh, my biscuits.
How's a 20 versus AC?
That's not going to do it.
Damn it. See, this is the problem.
Why?
It actually wouldn't have mattered anyway. I couldn't have marked both of them unless I hit him.
Yeah.
But if I didn't do this attack, I wouldn't have had the chance to do both of them.
God is dead.
Do I want to use an action point?
I mean, I think we're winning.
So yeah, you might as well just.
So yes.
No.
Or no. Okay.
But it is late.
I was telling like the exact opposite. You're like,
I feel like
it's pretty late at night. So I mean, if you did an action point, this would be over sooner. What?
Yeah.
Oh.
What? He's saying that. And then the other four are going to come back and attack us.
I'm just going to hold off.
I think Thrifty values sleep. So I don't know that he would do that.
Well, he would cut it and it'd just be whatever this episode's
not,
it's gonna call episode 3.
I'm just going to not. I'm going to not do it. And
Tom the Dragonborn.
Tom the Dragonborn. He is just full of just rage at this guy right here.
Yeah!
So
yeah.
He's going to flank so that he can counteract that minus two.
Flank time!
Nice.
He's an Jaeger! And then he is going to do... He's going to do a skill called Deadly Returns. And this one's going to hit.
You didn't do your taxes.
13 plus 14? 27...
Versus Gecko's AC. Yeah, that's
great.
Yeah, it does.
Boom. He has like Ooh. First time you've hit all that.
Booyah.
That's the first Dude. Thing that I've hit. No, I rolled a nat 20 on my lightning breath on
that's right.
The Ugloo. Or Godzilla, actually.
Didn't you knock a guy down?
What?
Didn't you knock a guy down, too?
It was a daily.
Yeah, I missed, though. It was a daily, so it did half damage. Okay, so we got 10. 14. 20. 28.
Jesus Christ.
20. 25. Yeah, 25.
25 total damage?
Yeah. And until the... And I choose one ally. I choose Aludra.
Yeah!
And until the end of my next turn, if he makes a melee attack against myself or Aludra, then whoever he attacked gets to make an opportunity attack against Punk-ass.
Hell yes.
And
he bloodied him.
He's bloodied. And I'm going to do Demonic Frenzy, because why not?
Yeah.
It's why free. That's another not? 5 damage.
Okay, he's more bloodied.
He's super bloodied. He's super bloody. Do you want to be healed, Aludra, or are you doing all right?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually bloodied, so that would probably be cool.
Well, yeah, you know, but your bloodied is like my full health.
I'm at 40 hit points.
I'm at 26.
So take a healing surge plus 2d6.
Actually, I'm at 29.
Sweet.
You give it to Aludra?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh yeah, he is really low.
But I'm far away.
Yeah, and
I know I can heal you. The distance doesn't mean anything.
How much damage do you have?
Distance makes the heal.
I'm at 40 HPs, down from 93.
Huh. I don't know. It's whatever.
Who wants it?
I have 29.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's pretty all right. Bad.
Whatever. I'll throw another heel hopper. I kind of feel like he's Bogarting the heels tonight. But you know,
hey,
you can have that one.
Help me, help Harper.
It's like, oh, I need all the heels.
How, so what is it? Sorry,
I'm a weak and puny human.
No. He's like one of those like guys on the street like asking for change, but he doesn't really need it. He does it professionally. He just goes on the street and begs for heels that he doesn't need.
Hello, can I have some heels? What is it again?
It's a healing surge plus 2d6.
I can do that. If I can find it, the 6. I dropped it.
It's gone forever.
Right, 8 plus... Alright, cool. 20. Not bloody anymore.
That's it. That's my turn. It's done.
I'm at 52. I'm at 52. That's almost max health. Nice work.
Oh, that's so cute.
So cute.
This guy's gonna shift down here.
Why?
And... Because he doesn't want to get
flanked. Why would he do that?
And he's going to flail Aludra.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
Oh, wow. This dice is... I'm going to stick with this guy. Because I just rolled another 20.
What?
What?
Now they're just dead.
Yeah.
We may have chosen incorrectly.
You take 26 damage.
Shit! We chose wrong.
Man, I can kite these fools.
We chose
and
wrong.
And you take an opportunity... Aludra, take your opportunity attack.
Okay, cool. Let me do math real quick. So, 20, I have 14 HP. And that was a melee, right? Against
yep.
me. So he takes 5 damage, like, automatically for me. And then I guess I'll do an opportunity attack against him. This purple dice is seriously the biggest piece of shit, and I hate it.
Yeah, only use mine. I was joking before.
19 versus AC.
Misses.
Nothing. I almost threw it across the room.
It feels good to do that.
I stopped myself. It's literally garbage, and I hate it.
Harper.
Man,
you look vital and vigorous.
You better.
He's dancing in the mud. He's like, I'm like 25 ballerinas talking to your dad about
you'll
sex.
You'll be grand. You'll be great. You're gonna have the whole world on a plate.
He does acid orbs at the gecko. Oh.
Not good.
Nope.
Not good.
18 versus reflex.
So, do you guys want to talk about what's happening here? Just like,
miss.
I feel like we're not, I don't feel like we're
miss.
Giving it our all.
I feel like,
I
killed
two
people last time, but
yeah.
18 versus reflex, is that hit him?
That misses.
Why?
Because it's not high enough.
I like your your new thing of asking why.
You always have to ask why.
Ugh.
Well, fine then. How about I miss, if you're so smart.
How about
smart.
That?
Okay.
And then I move... Yeah.
Okay. Kermit is going to shoot a debilitating ray at Aludra.
Shit.
Oh!
Is that good or bad?
I rolled a one.
Yay!
Thank goodness.
Woo. I rolled a 20, one turn, and then a one the next turn.
Put that in your sack lunch.
You should have rolled a 10 both turns.
That would be better.
That's true.
Aludra, it's your
turn. Oh, boy. Well, you know what I'm going to do right first is take my second wind.
Well, you can do it with a minor, right?
I sure can because I'm a dwarf.
Because you're hearted.
It's super sweet. And
beautiful.
Cool. So I, put this healing surge. 23 hit points back to me. So now I'm back to 37. Just still bloodied.
So much HP, bro.
I got so much HP. I'm mad at this gecko. I'm so mad at him.
He's been just the biggest piece of shit this entire
fight.
The
only bad thing is that the other one's not even bloodied yet, so I feel like I need...
No, focus fire.
You want to kill the bloodied one.
I was choosing which attack to use upon him, and I feel like I'll save my encounter one for the other guy? Or not?
I don't know.
Just blow him
away. All right, blast
him. Get him out. Because if he has like 22 health and you do something dumb and it's like, you do 16 damage. Like, okay, here's another turn.
Okay, Eludra's angry as hell. And so she's going to do a rending fury attack.
Yeah, she is.
Where's that sweet D20? And D20. Not the shitty
one. Here you
go.
Don't ruin it.
Well, that one was a 5, but good thing I get to roll twice on this one.
Yeah.
I say this every time I do it.
Yeah, don't be that dwarf.
That was much better. 17 plus 12. So, 29 versus AC.
Hits.
On the gecko. Yeah. Okay. So.
What are you guys doing over there to my friend?
He takes 13 damage. And also, he takes a -2 penalty to attack rolls for attacks that don't include me.
That's good.
And he dies.
Yay!
See, and another status effect.
I was afraid that was going to happen to him. Oh, well.
That's fine. How
that's
much
you
damage
wanted,
would you have
you
done?
Death.
For your other stuff. Similar?
Yeah, similar damage. Just that effect of the minus to attack rolls.
It's cool.
Oh, well.
Tom
the Dragonborn is going to run down. He's going to go all Miss Piggy on Kermit.
He runs in. Except he's just going to have to do some bullshit attack because I don't think I got anything. he's really going to build it up. But in the end, he's just going to do Rousing Assault.
It's like not even that cool.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's pretty not so good. Here's my d20. 12 plus 14. 26. Versus AC?
Hits.
It does hit. Yes, it does.
Sure as hell does.
2d10. 6. 6. 12 plus 7. So 19 damage.
Okay.
And then...
Kermy.
And what?
I said Kermy.
Oh, I thought you were saying cure me.
Cure me. I'm hurt. Cure me. Help me so much, please.
Yeah,
I'm bleeding.
There's no direct way that I can heal you.
That's okay.
You're not bloody anymore, right?
Yeah, I still am bloody.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can activate Skald's Aura. So you can heal your own damn self.
I can do that.
Okay.
How do you activate it? What do you do?
I sing a song about my spells. Everybody listen. No, I'm not done, Thrifty.
Oh, okay. Keep going.
That's how we activate.
Are you done now?
Yeah, no, that's it.
So I can take a healing surge. I do it.
On your turn.
On your turn.
Oh.
So that bloodies Kermit.
Yeah.
And he throws down his weapon and begins to cower.
We don't let up.
Time to get
Stay
crushed.
The course.
No, we need to talk to this dude and be like, what the heck were you doing this for?
I love interrogating prisoners.
Yeah, sometimes especially lizard ones. We did do that in our old D&D. Yeah.
So you're gonna let him live?
Well, let's bind him up.
For now.
Mm. Ask him if he surrenders.
So, I guess we'll discuss that. He goes...
Tom's calculating which body part he wants.
He is a murloc.
So I guess we'll find out what he says next week.
What? Why?
On the Drunks and Dragons podcast, because it's been an hour and it's late.
Yep, it is.
Stretchy's a sleepy man.
You have to give us some little something, some kiss.
Wait, we'll find out.
A cliffhanger.
No,
this is a cliffhanger.
Yeah. It is a cliffhanger. To find out what he said.
He was, Tom, I'm your father.
I'd be okay with that arc. Twist.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
This podcast. Let me think. What do we need to plug?
Everything! The contest is probably over.
Yeah. But you can come to our book club.
But the book club's still happening.
For the companions.
Random Encounters just got more interesting for you. Mm-hmm. The other podcasts that are in our network exist, and you love them. There's Sayer. Go review that one because it's new. There's Cthulhu and Friends. And then probably by this point, maybe there's another one. Who's to say?
Yeah, Cast of Thrones.
Cast of Thrones!
Oh, that one!
Oh, yeah. It's
what's Cast of Thrones?
Oh, glad you asked. It's a Game of Thrones-based show.
And we're so close to being relevant again by the time this episode comes out.
It's exciting, you guys.
Also, you can go to our forums and you can pledge money for a fundraiser for Ash Shadowbrook to get a tattoo on her bottom. So just head over to forums. It's crazy.
I think the money actually goes to
when it goes to something
to a real charity.
Something good. It's her. Yeah, an actual charity. And if you want to see the tattoo on her ass, and also money to go to charity, you should give money to her.
I think it's illegal.
I think it's for her.
Is it?
It's prostitution.
Oh. Oh
my. I think it's for her. She teaches, or I guess it's something with people with disabilities and horses. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
It's a great. I'm sure it's wonderful.
That wouldn't be prostitution. That would be pornography.
Oh. Well, I don't think that Ash Shadowbrook is a pornographer.
Yeah, I didn't think she... I don't know if she ever said she'd show us her butt. Nope. I don't think that was part
maybe
of
it. Maybe a GeeklyCon.
So, yes, do that. That'd be great. And, I don't know, find us on Twitter. We're at D&D Podcast or at Geekly Inc. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
You guys got anything else we want to talk about? Are we good?
Yeah, man.
I think we're good. Our hearts.
We got a lot of things I want to talk about, but nothing relevant.
They all revolve around Sonic fanfiction, so...
No joke, I did Google Poobama, which is Putin slash Barack Obama love story. Oh,
that 100% exists. Yeah, that definitely exists, I'm sure.
It has to.
100%.
Jesus.
Guys, until next week, it's been dicey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has.
New glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.